You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
In early 2006, South Dakota passed the Women's Health and Life Protection Act, a law that banned abortions in the state in spite of Roe v. Wade. Shortly after, abortion advocate and then Lakota Tribe President Cecilia Fire Thunder created a controversy when she proposed building a women's clinic on her tribe's Pine Ridge Reservation in western South Dakota. In their new film, called Young Lakota, Marion Lipschitz and Rose Rosenblatt document the politics fueling the tribe's dispute over reproductive rights through the eyes of Sunny Clifford, a Lakota woman who dreams of changing the world for women. It premieres tonight at 10 p.m. on PBS's Independent Lens series, and I'm very pleased that it has brought Marion Lipschitz, Rose Rosenblatt, and Sunny Clifford to our show today. Hello.
Hello. Great to be here.
Thank you, Leonard.
And Sunny, can you hear us?
Yes.
Marion, let's begin with you. How was South Dakota able to pass a law that banned abortion when the U.S. Supreme Court had ruled in 1973 that abortion was a fundamental right under the Constitution?
The South Dakota legislature passed the law. It was a ballot initiative, and that was in the, I believe, spring of 2006, and then it was put to a vote by the state whether to make it a law. In fact, many states have laws banning abortion that are set to go into effect. This was one of the early ones set to go into effect if Roe v. Wade is overturned.
And actually, the vote later that year went against that law, didn't it?
It did.
Now, Rose, how could Lakota President Cecilia Fire Thunder propose to build a clinic on a reservation if South Dakota law forbade abortions?
Because, as she said, this is sovereign territory. Pine Ridge Reservation is a sovereign nation, and she said, and intoned, no white man is going to tell me what to do with my brown body, and that was the stand she took.
Would the clinic have only been for members of the Lakota community?
No, it would have been for all women nationwide.
So, Sunny, how did members of the Lakota community react to her proposal?
It was a very controversial issue. The tribal council did not react well to Cecilia even making the statement and eventually found a way to impeach her for that.
Now, is the majority of the community socially conservative? Is that why?
I don't know, honestly. It seems the tribal council was pretty conservative. But then again, there's a lot of men who are in tribal council, not so much female representation. And Cecilia was the first president of the tribe. So, I mean.
So you think this might have been a reflection of some resentment for the fact that she was a woman who was running the tribe?
Yeah, possibly.
Well, how did she wind up being elected the president of the tribal council? Is the tribe president selected by popular vote or by tribal council?
By popular vote. So the people voted her in.
And then what's the process for impeaching a tribe president?
I know that they had a hearing. They found grounds for impeaching her. And I went to the hearing, but like the most controversial part of it, the part of the process of why we're going to impeach her and what for and who is voting yes or no, they went into what they call executive session, and nobody was able to listen in on the executive session. So the tribal council was basically in a room making these decisions by themselves.
And yeah. So we don't know whether abortion was the reason they gave for impeaching her?
Exactly, but it was the underlying concept of her impeachment. Pretty sure about that.
Now, Marion, this wasn't the first time people living on the Pine Ridge Reservation experienced political unrest. Wasn't there a serious issue in the 1970s?
There was. I want to just quickly to return to the question with Cecilia. The tribal council had tried three times to impeach her. She had run against Russell Means, a famous American Indian activist.
And I was getting to the situation that made him famous. But,
right.
Yeah, was he opposed to?
He was opposed to Cecilia. Mm-hmm. And the tribal council tried, and Cecilia's political opponents, not just on the council, tried to impeach her three times. This was the third time. and abortion seems to be the charm. It was, we think, used. It's a very effective political tool. And one of our characters said that, that it, like South Dakota, the tribe played the abortion card to impeach Cecilia.
Would this have been a Planned Parenthood clinic?
That's what she said when she originally said that she would put a clinic on her land. But I also wanted to add that a lot of pro-life money came streaming into the reservation. And so that influence, there was a pro-life Native group also developing there. And so with this outside influence, that was also a contribution to the what happened with around the tribal council.
Sunny, what is the predominant religion on the reservation?
I don't think there's like any predominant religion, but it's rather mixed. You have Catholics, Presbyterian. I can't remember the other ones, but I guess it's Catholic and Presbyterians are the main ones. But there's also a surge, a comeback of the traditional, I wouldn't say it's a religion, but the traditional way of life and thinking.
And would abortion even be an issue in the traditional way of thinking?
You know, Cecilia, she was asked about what the traditional men have said to her in regards to abortion, and she said, they say that it's not their business. It's the woman's. So,
well, I mentioned that there have been problems, political unrest in the Pine Ridge Reservation in the 70s, which led to the protests at Wounded Knee and then the armed standoff with the U.S. with U.S. law enforcement. Didn't the protesters also call for the impeachment of the president at that time, Dick Wilson? Is impeachment a tool that gets used against the leadership whenever people are unhappy?
Yes, I'm not an expert on the history of tribal politics, but yes, it is. It gets used often. They're two-year terms. There are certain families and people who cycle in and out of tribal politics, and impeachment does, or calling for people's impeachment is a pretty, I think, frequent tool.
Sunny, did your parents ever talk about their experience on the reservation during the 70s?
My mom, she never would tell me anything, and by the time I was 12 or 13 and started learning about the 70s on a reservation and asking her questions, she seemed to have a pretty traumatic experience during that time and had a really hard time telling me about what went on. Most of it was around violence against women.
Which is still a big issue. In fact,
yes.
Isn't the clinic now really devoted to that instead of abortion?
The clinic, actually, it was a domestic violence shelter that incorporated some of the vision for a women's clinic. Sadly, it's closed, and it will be reopened. The building will be used to do something with children. Cecilia's involved with that.
Now, Sunny, how much of your childhood did you spend on the reservation?
I'd say a majority of it. I mean, we lived on and off. We lived in Escondido, California for about a year. We lived in Salt Lake City for about a year, and then we went back to the reservation when I was about in the first grade. So from first grade on until high school, I was on the reservation.
But you say you didn't learn that you were Native American until the first grade.
Yeah, because I was in school in California, and maybe we did something around Thanksgiving. It's something to do with cowboys and Indians, and I went home and told my mom what we did at school, and she sat me aside, and she told me that I was an Indian. And we were from a reservation. I couldn't grasp the concept of a reservation, but I grasped the concept of language, having another language, and being a different race.
So do you speak Lakota?
I am a novice. I am learning, and I'm still learning.
You had just returned from 2 years at college when this documentary was being filmed. Did you move back to the Pine Ridge Reservation after you earned your BA?
Oh, no. Actually, I did 2 years at Eastern Oklahoma State College, and I moved back to the reservation because I wasn't comfortable with my education, and I also wasn't comfortable with where I was. I was far from home, and I didn't have family there, so I wanted to go home. And I finished my BA at the Tribal College on the Reservation, which is the Ogallala.
Mm-hmm.
Lakota College.
But now you're not living on the reservation.
No.
What do you do for a living?
I got married in December to a man who's in the Marine Corps, and we're stationed out in Camp Pendleton.
Rose, how did you and Marion meet, Sonny?
We met her actually at the impeachment hearing. We had, of course, reproductive rights and justice was our beat. We heard about Cecilia being impeached, and we went for the story. We also, our previous film, The Education of Shelby Knox, was a coming-of-age story about a young person caught up in a political, situation and coming of age through that. And so we were kind of looking for the same thing. Sonny and her twin sister, Serena, and Brandon Ferguson, who are all three in the young Lakota in the film, were at this impeachment hearing. And they were very, very interested in what was going on for different reasons. And
did you feel that she spoke for the majority of young women on the reservation?
Let's ask her that. What do you think, Sonny?
No, I think I was just speaking for myself. And me and my twin, we went through this experience together, so I think we provided each other with a lot of strength.
Well, Rose just mentioned Brandon. He's a radio personality, a friend of yours. He supported White Plume, Fire Thunder's successor as tribe president, especially after White Plume offered him a job on his reelection campaign against Fire Thunder. Did that affect your friendship?
A little bit. I mean, I just felt like I knew that he didn't like really believe in the movement. That's what I felt like, the movement for women's rights. But I also knew that he had a family to support, and he was really thinking about that more than the movement.
It certainly affected the film, because when we met Brandon, he was very behind Cecilia. He was a pro-choice advocate, and we were pretty shocked, but we were well into making the film and decided to continue.
At one point, he says he wants to become president so he can earn a higher salary and be living the political life.
Right.
So some of this just simply has to do with furthering his own career. I'm assuming that might not have been the typical position people were taking one way or the other. Your film, Marion, places the impeachment of Cecilia Fire Thunder on the Pine Ridge Reservation in the larger context of South Dakota's fight over abortion. How does each story inform the other?
Well, let's see. I can't curse on the air, so I'll just say bleep rolls downhill. Mm-hmm. So the state passes certain laws, and the impact as they gather steam and hit the ground is huge.
Well,
and intersects very much.
Do we know how members of the Lakota community voted on the abortion referendum?
Yes. A majority of the tribe ended up voting to overturn the law.
At the same time, in fact, the same day that they voted to impeach Cecilia Fire Thunder?
No, the impeachment came earlier, and then we followed an election campaign through till the fall, at which point the fall is when the vote was whether or not to they impeached Cecilia. She decided to run again against Alex Whiteplume for tribal president to regain her seat. There was an election for Cecilia versus Alex, and at the same time, the entire state and the reservation voted on whether to pass the abortion ban into law.
So, Rose, what's the state of abortion services in South Dakota right now?
Well, I think they're ready to join the other states that are trying to get a 20-week ban going. So it's bleak. It's very bleak.
Sonny, are you still involved in social activism for women's rights?
Yeah, I'd like to think I am. Also, since 2006 and almost every year continuously or every election after that, there have been proposed bans, and if not all, they're not downright bans. They're little sneaky ways to just slowly cut off Roe versus Wade.
Well, one of the things that we see in this film is a lot of young women with children. So is that typical of tribal life? Do women have children at a very early age?
Yeah, the teen pregnancy rate is pretty high on the reservation. I know I kind of felt out of place being like 26 years old and not having children.
Sunny was unusual for that. Very. Well,
there's also the statistic 1 out of 3 women are raped. So that the initial ban was, you know, with no exceptions for rape or violence, which is what got Cecilia head up about this.
Why are those crimes against women so prevalent on the reservation? Is this a reflection of traditional Lakota tradition, or is this, I'm just trying to, attitudes of men toward women?
Yeah, definitely not a reflection of Lakota tradition, but rather a reflection of ongoing colonialism, colonization, and oppression.
I want to thank all three of you for being on our show, Sunny Clifford, and filmmakers Marion Lipschitz and Rose Rosenblatt. The film Young Lakota will be aired tonight at 10 o'clock on PBS as part of the Independent Lens series. It's been a pleasure, I guess, talking with you.
Pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, and a pleasure talking to you.